Hi, I'm Gregor Lovin. You're listening to Motivational Mondays. Janet Otterien is a federal judge, author, speaker, and outspoken thought leader. Janet, culture seems to be a recurring theme in your work as you draw on personal experiences growing up in Jamaica and then moving to the United States. Can you share what building culture means to you and the leadership lessons we can take away in building a positive culture in our teams and organizations?
When I was in Jamaica, you know, I grew up in the country. We were relatively poor, even though we didn't really realize it at the time, because you don't realize those things that much when everyone else around you is having the same experience. But the culture was extremely important because you knew that you had to work really hard for everything. So hard work was ingrained in me. And you knew that your only way out was to get a great education. So it was hard work and education. And that was your escape. So I learned that in Jamaica. And even though it was a little bit tough, I'm so grateful for that experience because that's what has driven me in all my time in the U.S. And so I moved here when I was 12. You know, I started in elementary school, going towards high school. Those challenging years when having this thick Jamaican accent, I don't have it now, but I did at the time, wasn't as appreciated as it is now. I think we've evolved a lot. But I really just buckled down and focused on the work. So it was that background of get your education, work really, really hard that has pushed me, you know, to go away to Penn State, to decide to go to law school, spend those 3 years in law school, move to Washington, D.C. to take my first job as an attorney, and just go after all of the goals that I've set for myself. And even in my writings, I focus a lot on ancestry and making sure we walk in a place of gratitude, not forgetting where we've come from, where we've been, and not forgetting to thank all the people who laid the path for us. I talk a lot about footprints in the sand, but our mothers or fathers or grandparents, they all created those footprints in the sand for us so that we could have a better life, so that our path could be a little straighter. So my experience in Jamaica has been everything, and it's one of the things that I'm the most grateful for.
All these activities, your work, your writing, your mentoring, seem to be a continuation of learning and growing in hard work. Do you see it that way, or is it occurring differently for you?
No, I see it exactly that way, because I always knew that whatever I wanted to accomplish, I could do it. It's just a matter of setting that goal, because I think that once you have your purpose, then you have a framework for everything that you want to do in life. At a young age, I knew that I was good at one thing. I was good at listening and writing. So let's say two things. I was a great listener and I was a great writer. I had to sort out what I wanted to do with those two skills. Because frankly, I think we learn early what our purpose is going to be. I think a lot of it comes very, very naturally to us. So, you know, look back at that thing that you're good at, in elementary school, that your friends say, hey, whenever I have a problem that I need to be resolved, you're my go-to person. That's what led me down the path of being a mediator, of being an administrative law judge, because all my friends would come to me for advice. I was the person who centered them, who gave them good advice. So I knew very, very early that that was a talent. So those two things have been on my path since an early age. And it really shocks me that those skills were developed so early.
What I'm hearing is that finding purpose may simplify things because you can look through that purpose to determine if your actions align with your goals.
It helps you not to be distracted because even when you get a little bit older, there's so much going on social media. Even in the middle of the coronavirus now, you see so many people doing so many things. You see people winning. You know, if you're in college, you know, you'll see people who seem to be passing you by. And having that purpose allows you to stay on track. You know where you're going in life. You don't need to be distracted by others, even others, the success of others. So it keeps you focused in challenging times. I like to tell students that everything is going to be okay. We panic. We see others seemingly winning, and sometimes we get discouraged. You know, make every moment that you have count. Try to be grateful for every moment. Try to enjoy every moment. And know that you're going to be okay. You're going to reach your goals. You're going to have the life that you want to live. Just give yourself grace and just don't be so hard on yourself. I see so much panic, you know, to climb the ladder and to do it quickly. I've had that panic in the past. And so I try to tell students that really educate yourself, always be in a place where you're continually learning. You're never too old to learn something new. Expand your mind by reading as many books as possible. Travel as often as you can. Just coming back to culture. That you don't only experience your culture, but the culture of the world. Because broadening your worldview is so important to living a fruitful life. And take it easy. You know, take it easy on yourself. Because you're here for a reason. Whatever that is, you're going to find it. You're going to walk in it, and it's going to be fulfilled in your life.
What's the best way for our members to learn more about your work?
I have a website, www.janetotterine.com, and my contact information is there. And I'm really happy to talk to students, not only about my journey coming from Jamaica, but about the legal path. And I make this offer all the time, and I'm always surprised that only a few students take me up on it. But when they do, we tend to have this great bond and create this great relationship that usually lasts for a long time because I love to mentor. I love to talk to students. I think we each have a journey that's extremely important, not just for us, but to send out into the world. We're not here just to live our lives. We're here to share our experiences, which is what I try to do through my book. So whether it's through writing, or just talking to students, helping their path become a little bit straighter or brighter. So if anyone is interested in reaching out to me, I would be happy to speak to you.
That's amazing. I appreciate you being so generous with your time.
I always say, you know, why are we here? Why are we here if not to help others? You know, get up every morning, walk in gratitude, put in the work every day to accomplish your goals. And to try to help others. That's what I see that the universe has for us as people in general. To make your journey here matter. To leave this place a little bit better than you found it. If you can find your purpose, if you can carry it out, if you can put in the work, and if you can leave this place a little bit better than you found it, then you're winning. Then you're winning.
Thank you, Janet. And thank you for listening to Motivational Mondays. This conversation is created by the National Society of Leadership and Success.